Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, check this chain out. I appreciate you, Snickers, for making me the hungriest player of the week, but I'm not the only one that's hungry. This offense and defense is hungry. Bear down.
Hey, Panera.
Yeah.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
He tweeted that out yesterday.
He got a whole he got a giant thing of Snickers bars. Yeah. It's pretty good, huh?
Pretty good.
You need that sort of thing?
I hope he's eating some other healthy stuff.
Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
That means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin.
Mr. Sensitive.
He is Mr. Sensitive, and it means a lot to us. Thanks to Kevbo. I sit on a throne of booze. He said it was coming back. It came back quickly. And thank you, Ray.
Gargantuan!
Wow. And now we get a chance to talk to Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
It all starts tonight, right? They moved it up for the national game. And it's what's nice is it gives us an excuse to not have to watch Titans Jaguars.
Yes, that's true.
Right? Well, Gardner Minshew the second. Starts.
This is such a big moment. Dude. We've been waiting all year for it, and it starts at 6:10, which means some of us get to watch the whole thing and then comfortably go to bed.
Well, yes. Not if it's anything like last night's game. That's going to be 11:30 before that thing ends.
Thanks for ruining my night.
Do you have any sense of confidence at all that they can beat Jack Flaherty?
No.
None.
No.
Zero.
But that's why they'll do it, because of the randomness of baseball.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't really come up with a scenario. They can't hit yesterday, so how are they going to pop?
And nobody hits him.
It happens. I know. And he's given up how many runs? 9 runs in the second half? Something crazy like that?
4 of them to the Brewers, I think is what it was. 5 of them, something like that.
So how many times do I rage quit the Cubs game to get myself a little Gardner Minshew action?
Oh, I think you're tempted to do that.
Every time Kyle Schwarber wanders off second base for no reason.
Every time the Cubs bat, I think I'm going to be checking out the NFL game.
Yeah,
it's come back.
It's there. It gives me something to sort of fall into when I do the rage channel flip. The angry
mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that his name is Gardner Flint Minshew II? But his grandfather actually wanted to name him Beowulf.
Wow, that's a great name.
Beowulf, yep. Flint Minshew.
I love Beowulf.
Nobody loves Beowulf.
No.
Do you genuinely love it? I hated it.
Oh, I love Beowulf.
Really?
I love the idea of it. I think Beowulf's
the name. You don't like reading
Beowulf. Let me tell you something. Which version are you reading? What translation? You got to read
the bad one.
The original Dane.
No, but I'm saying Beowulf is the biggest issue in sports. Everyone in sports believes, every team, they believe that there is someone from the outside. Our hero will come in and rescue all of us.
Slay
and save us.
Grendel.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And we're always looking for that without understanding. And this is a big thing with the Cubs, that it has to come from the inside. It has to be internal. We've got to see somebody.
Quite a segue.
Find your inner Beowulf.
That's
like Theo saying the best version of ourselves, right?
It lies within.
It's all here.
Can you have Jed call out the Cubs like today, like Theo did last Thursday? Maybe they'll go on a win streak.
Yeah, I mean, it's I
call
I
them think uninspired.
I think they're primed for it. Look, Bryant was talking about it over the weekend, talking about how, you know, this team is kind of trying too hard or forcing things here or there, and that maybe leads to, you know, some sort of compensation for it, which it manifests itself in not really looking like you give a darn.
Were they inspired by Theo calling out the team, or was that the Pittsburgh Pirates thing and them being like AAA quality?
Well, that's inspiring.
Yeah, fastballs over the middle are very inspiring.
Yes, your opponent sucks. Yes. That's inspirational.
My favorite part of the Pirate series were where Kyle Schwarber swung and missed on the fastball over the middle, then got the next one, same pitch, and drilled the thing about 440. Like, that's, I would enjoy that kind of inspiration from the Cardinals.
We talked about this, guys.
Consecutive fastballs at the dong?
That's right. I want that one.
Were you surprised that Bob Nightingale gave as much voice to the David Ross rumor as he did? Because that's in print. That's online. That digital. That you're writing that as if it's like an assumption that it's going to happen. Not if.
That wasn't a blind item. Yes. Dot dot dot. Hey, no. Don't be surprised. That was hard.
Yes, and that's not a guy who has.
And John Heyman said something similar to us
on Monday
the day before. Yeah,
or maybe it was Tuesday. But I think that when you look at Bob Nightingale's track record in Chicago, plugged into both teams' front offices pretty well, it's not something you dismiss, right?
It's not, and we'll ask about it. Their line has always been, and rightly so, like, I get it, they're not talking about the manager's position and their future for him during
everybody
the season.
Everybody else is.
They're just, that's the thing. Right. It's now you've got a replacement. Now you've got a second named in the press, and that's got to be answered for, at least to some degree, especially when it's the guy that everyone wondered the moment he hung him up. Well, maybe this is a guy that you're going to end up putting in the.
Could there be a misstep here? Could there be someone saying something along the lines, we're not hiring him till after the season? I mean, we're not talking about it. Because it seems like they must have had the conversation.
Or could they have the wrong job? Could David Ross be like joining the booth instead of the dugout?
Joining the new TV station.
Yeah,
sure.
I never know with Nightingale. Because sometimes it seems like he's got people who are talking to him, and other times sometimes it's just there and we forget when it's wrong. We didn't remember that it was said. So I don't know. And there was other – I want to say, didn't Barry Rosner have something recently where –
Yeah, just the other day wrote, now it's – he was kind of speculating about it, but now it seems as though a Joe Maddon extension through 2021 is – it's on the table.
Yeah, but that was just an idea, and so a lot of us have had that idea, like just – 2 years makes sense. And I think Barry was just kind of saying that, a compromise, it just seems too ideal not to consider, makes too much sense not to consider. And I don't know that it necessarily, he said it was going to happen as much as he thought that maybe it would be a good idea if it did.
Because of what's happened this season and last season and the season before, everybody knows that at the end of this year, if they just dismiss the manager, that's not enough. That won't be answering some of the problems that they've had all season long and all season long last year. So once they, if they do cut ties with Joe, I think they do it at their own risk. There's potential reward there, but then you have to answer the next five or six things around this team. And none of them have to do with the manager, really. Once you've made that move, whether it's keeping him or letting him go, you still have questions to answer.
It just doesn't feel like there's an extension in the offing. It doesn't feel like they're waiting for the end of the season in order to make sure Joe gets – it just feels like it's taken on this kind of life of its own. It just feels like there's no possibility that he'll be back.
That's certainly how it feels.
That's how it feels. I'm not saying we couldn't be shocked by anything, and nothing would shock you. So, but it just feels like it's over.
I remember the end of the Phil Jackson, Jerry Krause era and all of the forces at work. The difference was they were winning that championship.
Sure.
And that kept – it wasn't quite like this. And I'm trying to – there were the intensity of all of the vectors involved, the massive egos involved, the agents being quoted every day.
But they had won six championships. If Joe Maddon leaves after winning one, and I hesitate to almost put it this way, only one. And I know it was a big one. It was a historic one. It's a legacy-building one. But still only one. There is a sense of disappointment that there wasn't more than that.
But that disappointment rests in more people than just Joe Maddon.
You don't have to tell me.
I totally agree with that. I think it's worth noting here because
it's almost unfair to suggest that it is just Joe Maddon.
And that's why it can't be. And it won't be. I think Jed and Theo both kind of recognize that it's not just one seat that needs to be warmed over.
But it's the 85 Bears, right? If they're going to come back, it's like the Red Sox. If they're going to come back and win again, they're going to do it with a different team. They're going to have to do it with a completely different look to them than the one they have right now.
Well, that's the lesson of the 85 Bears when yes. they allowed some of those guys to hang around too long. And they stuck with so many aging players. Even their roster kept getting older and older and older. And they kept it was like a touring Broadway company at the end of it. You just, you know, you had people sort of in costume playing the role. Oh, look, Richard Dent. You know, can he sack anybody? Well, no, not really. Mike Singletary, can he run? Well, no, not really. But oh my God, it's Singletary.
It's hard because you develop sentimental attachments to these players who've been so good to the organization, to the city, and all those other things and all those other factors. But you almost have to have a ruthless approach to roster turnover that you seldom see in professional sports.
As we understand now in professional sports, how players are often at their best, at their youngest and earliest availability. Yeah. Where baseball, we thought they had to ripen for a while in the minors. We know that's just not true. If a guy's bat can catch up to 99, get Aristides Aquino up here. Get Yordan Alvarez up here. You know, get him, let him rake, let him go. Let
not Louis Robert, though.
He's still he needs to work on his defense. Yeah. He's got defensive work to do.
What have you this morning?
Matt Miller is going to talk football at 10. Then Anthony Herron is going to be in studio. So those are two guys, both college and NFL knowledgeable. A lot of Bears talk in there. Jed Hoyer at 11.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Have a good show, guys. All right, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!